Google displays plagiarized versions of Breitbart articles ahead of original stories. By Alam Bokhari on November 2, 2020. In the run-up to the 2020 election, Google search has suppressed Breitbart news articles so severely that the following incredible situation now exists. Breitbart articles are often more easily found, if findable at all, on obscure, suspect websites that have stolen Breitbart's content in violation of Breitbart's copyrights. Websites that have stolen and posted Breitbart articles as if their own actually rank higher in Google search than Breitbart News for Breitbart News articles. In July, Breitbart News published data showing that Breitbart's Google search visibility is down 99% compared to the same period in 2016. Real Clear Politics later published data corroborating this, and showing that the same silent expulsion from Google search results has happened to a variety of other conservative news websites as well. Even when the exact headline of a Breitbart News article is typed into Google, search results will frequently return results to obscure websites instead of Breitbart itself, sometimes websites that scraped Breitbart's content without permission. For example, we conducted a Google search for the following Breitbart News original article: Joe Biden touts most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in history of American politics, by Kyle Olson. The top search result is from a website called Geopolitics News, which plagiarizes both the headline and the full content of the article, complete with Olson's bio. The second result is a story from Snopes, a left-leaning fact-checker, which purports to debunk the Biden gaffe. The position of Olson's article on Google search, according to data gathered from a CurrentKer and RankRanger, is past the 100th result, burying it far beyond Google's front page. And the top three results that drive an average of over 70% of clicks on any given search. This is despite the fact that the search term is for a Breitbart News article with Breitbart News' own headline. As Breitbart News revealed in a video last week, even Breitbart News articles with exclusive content can be difficult or impossible to find on Google. In one case, an exclusive interview with President Trump, there are no links to the original Breitbart News story on Google. The exact headline is, "Exclusive, President Trump. Last thing I'm thinking about after coronavirus is a phase 2 China deal." If the searches don't return plagiarized articles, they return obscure websites that aggregate Breitbart's content, instead of the original Breitbart news story. Here are some more examples. 1. Brain freeze, Joe Biden confuses Donald Trump with George W. Bush. The top result on Google is an aggregation from Motsav, an obscure website that is ranked tens of thousands of positions behind Breitbart News on Alexa Web Rankings, which tracks the top sites on the web by traffic. Breitbart's original story is nowhere to be found on the front page of Google. 2. China in meltdown mode over U.S. arms sales to Taiwan. The top result on Google is from an obscure Chinese language website called Indy 3000. The site, which is hundreds of thousands of positions behind Breitbart News in the Alexa rankings, appears to have cut and pasted Breitbart News' entire original article. Again, Breitbart News' article cannot be found on the first page of Google results. 3. Trump plays damaging clips of Joe Biden at PA rally, the screen cost a fortune, hope you enjoy it. Once again, the top result for this headline is from an obscure website that copies Breitbart News' article in headline and full, with only a small hyperlink at the bottom of the article to acknowledge the original version. The second result, nonpareil.com, plagiarizes the full article without even adding a link. The most important criteria for a Google search is, or used to be, relevance. A Google search result is accurate if returns results that are relevant to what the user is searching for. Yet users searching for the exact headlines of Breitbart News articles will, in many cases, be directed towards completely different websites. The most relevant result is difficult, if not impossible, to find. In an election year, Google appears to have come close to totally erasing Breitbart News from its search engine, to the point where plagiarized versions of Breitbart News article are now outranking the original versions. Alam Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News. His new book, #deleted, Big Tech's Battle to Erase the Trump Movement and Steal the Election, which contains exclusive interviews with sources inside Google, Facebook, and other tech companies, is currently available for purchase.